Joe Payne.
Good afternoon, Senator Johnson, Representative Kamiga, members of the committee. My name is Joe Payne. I'm a marine biologist. I work for Friends of Casco Bay as Casco Bay Keeper. I wanted to say that as Friends of Casco Bay, we support sustainable harvesting. We support harvesters. We recognize the importance of their livelihood to their families and to the coastal economy of the state of Maine. We also recognize a conservation closure by a town as a useful tool, and we're glad that they have it. And it seems only equitable to us that if you close an area for conservation, that you close it to harvesting, regardless of what the species is. That said, I wanted to give you a little sidelight on another viewpoint we have of this. We do research in the intertidal area, and we believe that research, not only on our part, but on many scientists' parts, is going to increase just because of all the threats to mudflats and all the species there that now exist. It's unprecedented, and you've heard the list a few times of what's going on. This is going to promote questions and required research. When we do our research, we look for a closed clam flat, because we're not looking at the effects of digging. We're looking at what's happening to the mud, what that mud can do to species. So we want a closed clam flat, and then we have to try to find out if that area is popular or going to be popular, which is impossible, to wormers, because our research would be completely disrupted by disrupting the mud. So as a side benefit of the intent of 1452, which you're considering, would be quiescent areas that wouldn't be harvested, where there would be room, you know, in addition to whatever was happening, netting, whatever, where other scientists could be doing research. And I think this is important because that research, in my opinion, is going to burgeon because the problems we have are so significant. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Are you for or against the bill?
Absolutely for it.
Thank you.
The intent of it.
Steve McConnell.